This is part one of a previously recorded two-part live and local interview. From the studios at 33rd and Bird, it's time for another episode of Live and Local. Good day to you. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining me today. Mentoring our youth. Well, apart from teaching them in schools, one can't think of many more important jobs than that. And particularly in this time of pandemic, youths need mentors, and that whole model has had to make some shifts. With me today is the Training and Partnership Development Manager for Mentor Nebraska, Marissa Hatab. Marissa, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Can you give a brief description on what does Mentor Nebraska do? It's a pretty big charge you have.
Yeah, well, Mentor Nebraska exists to support direct service mentoring programs such as Big Brothers Big Sisters, 100 Black Men, Girls Inc. I could go on and on. We have different partnerships throughout the entire state, and we exist to provide free of charge consulting support. We ensure that our programs are operating within best practices, and we're just there to also bring together the mentoring programs in collaboration. And so we're kind of like a mentoring hub. That's how you could think of us.
And is your organization affiliated with state government, or are you a 501c3?
We're a 501c3. And we are a part of the National Mentoring Partnership. Our headquarters is in Boston, and we're an affiliate. So we're Mentor Nebraska, but there's other mentors throughout the country, such as like Mentor Ohio, Mentor California. So we're one of many throughout the country.
Oh, very good. You had some great news here a week or so ago. Mayor Gene Stothert made a big announcement, and if you'd like to let everybody know what that was.
So our governor recently made January National Mentoring Month. I mean, not national, the Mentoring Month here in Nebraska. So that was really great news.
Indeed it was. And also there was some funds involved. Wasn't there a $10,000 grant given?
Oh, absolutely, yes. And this is actually either the second or third year that the city has given us those funds. And those funds are typically responsible for recruitment strategies, finding ways for to elevate mentoring and get more mentors involved in our community.
How has this pandemic impacted, first of all, the ability to recruit mentors, and secondly, having enough mentors for the kids who are in need?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Well, for one, it's hard getting all of our youth mentors even outside of the pandemic. So that's something that is hard in general. But during the pandemic, oh, it was especially hard, especially when everything was shut down. And so all, you know, majority of our mentoring programs were significantly impacted by it, but also it created opportunities for innovation. And so many of us, many of our programs had to pivot and readjust. And like I said, kind of come up with new ideas as far as how we can build those relationships. And so many turn to virtual mentoring platforms and trying to find virtual ways to recruit mentoring. But just to be honest, it was super difficult.
I have no doubt that it was. What is the youth-initiated mentoring?
Yeah, youth-initiated mentoring is actually one of the programs that I oversee. It is a mentoring program that was created specifically for youth, a part of our juvenile justice system. And what it does is it creates an opportunity to give the youth a voice in choosing their mentor. So in traditional mentoring models, a mentor would go to an agency and say, hey, I want to be a mentor. And a youth would go there and say, hey, I want a mentor. And they would be put together based on compatibility. Well, in youth-initiated mentoring, we go to the youth and we say, who have been some caring adults in your life that you already know? So sometimes the youth will think of previous teachers or basketball coaches or family friends or maybe an after-school programming staff. So many different ways for them to kind of think, who has already showed up? And then we kind of play the matchmaker and help them reconnect. And it really helps build really strong relationships because, one, the youth chose this person. Two, there's already some level of trust. And three, I mean, the adult always feels, I mean, honored that a youth thought of them to be their mentor. And then the mentee feels affirmed, like, wow, someone I asked to be my mentor said yes. And so it's a super, super effective and powerful mentoring model.
And it also comes full circle with Mentor Nebraska being a place where you recruit mentors. It helps the recruiting process.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
People who are listening right now, they understand what the word mentor means. Can you get into some of the granular level of what does a mentor do, particularly now in what is still a COVID pandemic world?
It's a great question.
Join us Monday for the conclusion of this interview at 7:45 a.m. and 3:44 p.m. on 91.5 FM KIOS.